Okay, here we are, better late than never, with a special guest star. My wife has just seen, for the first time in her entire life, Back to the Future. It wasn't some hipster thing like, oh, I'm too good for that movie. She just, by some weird deal, has never seen it, even though her younger siblings have seen it, which doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Anyways, the point is, she's finally seen it, she's finally an American and not a filthy commie. And now here she is with her points of view and thoughts on the movie. And we're going to talk about Back to the Future because it's awesome.
I don't think I'm a commie for not seeing it, first of all. I don't think here, Mr. McCarty, Senator McCarthy. I know, McCarthy. Okay, so first of all, I think you do miss something by not watching it in the 80s and being an 80s child. I think it's there's something there. It's a very, very good movie. Don't get me wrong. But I feel I'm missing slightly something. Or it could be the fact that I rode the Back to the Future ride long before I ever saw the movies.
Oh, that's wrong. You did it backwards.
I can't help that. Sorry I went to a theme park and did that, apparently. But it was good. It was very time machine-ish in the sense that they kept the same, even though they're moving forward. Like, the only time they move forward in time, but not in space, only relative to what the car was actually moving, which was really neat. So they kind of always showed back up where they left off. I like that. It was very consistent with timing travel in that sense. I like the crazy mad doctor, but I liked him when I rode the ride, too.
Mad scientists are always your friends. That's a fact. Favorite parts? Least favorite parts?
Least favorite part was probably the fact of when we watched it, because I was about 3 hours ahead of time and exhausted. And
so you, in fact, were Back to the Future.
I was Back to the Future while watching it, and the dance scene seemed to go on forever. I don't think it actually did, but I was ready to go to bed at that point in time. So for me, that was the longest sock hop in history.
I'm sure Marty felt that way, too.
Well,
at least your hand wasn't disappearing.
Or making out with my own mother, I guess. Other than that, I don't know. Let's see. I figured the doctor didn't die.
It's a happy movie.
It's a time-traveling movie, so one would assume that he would find out and not die. I like that he didn't listen either. Like, he kept saying, I'm not going to find out what's going to happen, but
in fact. When it comes right down to it, time
is wibbly-wobbly.
Timey-wimey.
Time travelies obviously doesn't beat the Doctor, but it was a good movie, all in all.
I think I prefer, when it comes to time travel science, Bill and Ted, Remember a Trash Can. That's how time travel works in my mind.
You can always go back. I like that when he did realize he had a time machine and he could go back to whenever he wanted and stop stuff, or at least try to. And I like the fact that he did start disappearing because he was affecting what happened. And you can't have paradoxes. And it was nice.
I think the first time I watched it, I realized, or when I was a kid, I wanted more than anything to be Marty McFly. Obviously, we all did. Upon rewatching it myself, oh my god, George McFly is the coolest character in the entire movie. All love to Michael J. Fox because he's one of the greatest human beings there ever have been or ever will be. But George McFly is so cool. And I never really appreciated George McFly until finally rewatching it. Because I haven't watched it myself in, I'd say, almost 10 years. So yeah, George McFly, FTW, and Crispin Glover, who is good in anything and everything, just nailed that character. We're getting close to wrapping up here. So that's
Why
us.
Why does the Hoverbird show up, though? That's what I want to know. The hoverboard show up.
The hoverboards is in the next one. We'll watch that soon.
Okay.
All right. And we are out of here.